Lincoln finally approved McClellan's Urbana plan on March 8th, but the green light came with conditions. He ordered him to organize his army into four corps and told him who the corps commanders would be. McClellan and Pinkerton were outraged Lincoln had done this without consulting the general. Lincoln also ordered McClellan to leave behind enough of a force to protect Washington. McClellan also must move in 10 days. No more delays. Lincoln, in effect, was becoming McClellan's general-in-chief, with detailed orders for how he ran his force. The president also found military men to advise him. Among them, Brigadier General James Wadsworth, whom he appointed to defend Washington as military governor of the District of Columbia, with direct access to the White House. A wealthy New Yorker who had studied at Harvard and Yale, Wadsworth became a trusted military and political counselor, who, like the president, soon distrusted McClellan's leadership. Lewis and Scully each bought new suits from a Washington haberdasher. They packed changes of clothes in large valises, along with 2 six-shooters, the letters for Richmond, phony paperwork identifying them as Southern blockade runners, and passes from the city's provost marshal to make it through Union lines. The pair reached Richmond the morning of February 26th. The Spotswood Hotel was fully booked, so they found rooms at the pricier Exchange and Ballard Hotel 4 blocks away. After lunch, Lewis and Scully tracked down the Richmond editor, who told them they could find Webster laid up with rheumatism at the Monumental Hotel. Without scoping out the somewhat seedy establishment, partly hidden by linden trees, or first secretly communicating with Webster, Lewis and Scully that afternoon rashly rushed up to his room, which was long and narrow. Webster lay in a bed to the right of the door. Hattie Lawton sat in a chair at the foot of the bed, while a Richmonder named P.B. Price, whom Webster had befriended at the Young Men's Christian Association, tended to the patient.